Before we jump into the topic for today, I want to make sure that you guys have checked out the team over at brewlogix.com. For any of you guys out there that have got a draft program, whether it's beer, cold brew, or kombucha, you've got to check out what Brewlogix is doing, because they really have taken an age-old problem and added some technology to make your guys' life so much easier.
This is the Restaurant Technology Guys podcast, helping you run your restaurant better.
Welcome back to the Restaurant Technology Guys podcast. Thank you, everyone out there, for joining us for another episode. We've got a really, really cool guest, and I'm excited to jump into the topic here in just a few minutes, because we're going to be talking about something that I know all of the restaurant owners out there struggle with, which is how do you bring in good, talented people to make sure that they're filling the shifts and dealing with what you guys need to be able to serve your guests. And so today I'm joined by Jamie Baxter, the founder, I believe, and the founder of a new product and a new company called Quick. Jamie, how's it going today?
Doing really well. Thanks for having me.
You are very welcome. Why don't you tell our audience members a little bit about who Jamie is and what Jamie gets to do on a daily basis there at Quick?
So I'm the founder and CEO of a company called Quick. We're an on-demand staffing company for the food and beverage industry, and we connect hotels, catering companies, restaurants, event venues with the bartenders, servers, cooks, and dishwashers they need to run their business. What I do on a daily basis, I get to lead this amazing team that we have at Quick. I think our team of corporate employees that we're based here in Phoenix, but we have staff in each market that we're in as well. And I'm super excited to be able to lead this phenomenal team and help solve a big problem in this industry, both for our business partners and the professionals in our platform.
Yeah, and I know you and I talked pre-show, and we were joking about, you know, people really get what it is that you guys do, because it is an ongoing challenge of getting talented staff members that can do the job. And a lot of times you just kind of, you know, stick your finger up in the air and go, oh, is this guy going to be a good bartender? Or you have no idea, or you go down the other path of, let me find a recruiting agency to go staff this. Why don't you tell our audience members a little bit about where did the idea of Quick come from, and what made you and your team kind of qualified enough to be able to meld the technology with kind of the staffing and on-demand concept?
So the idea came from my co-founder, Chris. And Chris is in the hotel industry. He owns a bunch of hotels, and he had a huge problem staffing his hotels, especially in the food and beverage department, where he had over 100% turnover, daily no calls, no shows, seasonality and events changing the amount of staff he needed on a almost constant basis. And he had been thinking about this idea for a couple of years and about a way he could order staff for, you know, his hotels the same way he orders an Uber. He just wanted to push a button and magic happens and people show up and they work. And I thought it was a brilliant idea. It fit in really well with my background. Prior to Quick, I worked at a company called Willis Towers Watson, which is one of the leading global HR consulting firms. And I worked in building their technology, and I led 6 different products for them from concept to revenue, all in the HR technology space. So everything from recruiting to performance management to compensation and helping different companies solve these HR technology problems. And as I looked at this, I said, well, this is a lot of these different HR technology products that I've built in the past, and we could wrap this all into a single transaction, find the right people, get them onto the right jobs, do daily performance reviews so we know who are the best people, and solve this problem and partner with Chris. And initially we were focused on hotels, and we've then since expanded out to restaurants and catering companies and event venues, and just help the entire food and beverage industry.
I love that. And I mean, I think, you know, as we talked about and we did in the intro, I think that that defining the problem is relatively simple. And I was actually even thinking about it while you were given the description of Quick and kind of where it came from and your partnership with Chris, that there may have been a podcast long, long ago where Ryan and I were talking about this exact idea of like, how do we get the Uber for staffing, you know, so that I can know that they're, you know, ServSafe certified or that they know how to make drinks or whatever those things are. And so I guess the question that I would say to you is why now? Why is it now time to do this? Because it doesn't sound like it's a unique problem. It sounds like it's been a problem for a really long time that's been coming down the pike for a long time. But why now have you guys jumped on this opportunity to be able to fix this?
Well, I think companies like Uber have really paved the way to have people understand what the gig economy is. It's a widely accepted concept now. The technology is there and makes it really easy to implement something like this. And unemployment is, you know, at an all-time, you know, low, and it's hard to find good people. So you put all that together, and it made a really kind of prime time for us to be able to solve this on the business partner side. On the professional side, people are looking to make extra money more than ever. And a lot of businesses are, you know, only giving out 30 hours a week and, you know, so they can keep everyone into a part-time status, which means that these professionals have to go and find multiple part-time jobs to make ends meet. And so there was a real need on that side as well to make some extra money. And whether that's to keep the lights on, to pay rent, pay for food tonight, or save up for, you know, what they're doing from an education perspective, or save up for a car or whatever it may be. We thought it was a great time to be able to step in and help people financially, do the things they need to do in life.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. And so how long has Quick been around? Like, you know, tell me a little bit about kind of the growth that you guys have had. When did you guys start, and how long have you guys been in the market? How many markets have you guys hit thus far with the growth of product?
So we founded the company in late 2017 and launched in February of 2018 here in Phoenix, Arizona. 2018 was really a year of figuring out, getting all the kinks worked out and you know, kind of getting it prepared to roll out into other markets. But we really focused on Phoenix. And then 2019, we started scaling to other cities. Today, we're in 8 markets. And that includes San Diego, Dallas, Houston, New York, which is actually the tri-state area, Atlanta, Miami, and Chicago. We have 90,000 professionals that are on the platform and 1,400 business partners. And the business partners are the restaurants, the hotels, the catering companies, et cetera. So we've, gone through COVID with the industry, as a whole. We've, stopped that scale and expansion through 2020 and now getting back to that. So we're going to open up 6 more markets this year as well.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I love the story of where you guys came from and what you guys are solving, because it really is a pain point. You know, like your co-founder Chris had said, you know, it's a pain point to get the right people into the right place. What have been, before we dig into kind of the solution itself, you guys are a couple years old now. What have been the biggest challenges to getting restaurants to adopt it? Because one of the fears that I think if I was owning a restaurant or running a restaurant today, I'd be like, well, how do I know that the people that the Quick are going to send me are going to know how to make the drinks, or going to know how to cook the food, or going to know how to wash the dishes in a way that is going to satisfy my guests? Again, one of our clients on the regular side of what I do every day is the Cheesecake Factory. And I know, with their 300 menu items, they're constantly trying to figure out how do they onboard people so that they know when somebody says, hey, is there peanut oil in that dish? If the technology is not there to help them to do that, they've got to train their staff to go that route. So that would be one of my fears. How have you guys kind of overcome that stuff? And what have some of the other challenges been, or some of the biggest objections that you're hearing from some of those restaurant and hotel clients that you guys do have?
Yeah, so I'll say on the restaurant side, we're not going to know every menu that we're going to, send a professional into. We're not going to know every POS that's out there. So we're honestly not a great fit for a restaurant server or a restaurant bartender. Mostly where we do our serving and bartending is hotel banquets or catering events or big event venues. But what we do really well at a restaurant is, you know, a busser, a bar back, a dishwasher, a prep cook. Those are more of those fungible roles that you can have someone come in, and as long as they're experienced in that role and they know what to do, you can pretty much step into any restaurant and provide a great experience. And so what we do to ensure that is we pre-vet and certify every professional on our platform before they're able to take a shift. So it starts with a professional signing up. They tell us about their experience. We then have them take a quiz that, you know, ask them questions about every single category they said they had experience in. And these are all questions that we developed with our restaurant partners that said, if you're a great dishwasher, these are the things that you would know. And so we ask those questions and make sure that they know that. We then have them upload their certifications, their ServSafe, their food handler certificate. If they're dealing with alcohol, their alcohol awareness training. And then we actually do a orientation session. These used to be in-person orientation sessions. Through COVID, we now do them all virtually. But we're sitting down via Zoom and actually interviewing each person and making sure they have the right experience and making sure that they're going to represent us well, but also represent our business partners well. And they're going to be clean cut and professional and someone that is going to go out there and do a great job. But that's like just the beginning stage, right? I mean, it's a lot of effort we're putting into it, but the real magic of what we do is at the end of each shift, the business is rating the professional and the professional rates the business. So it's this daily performance review. It's the 5-star rating you're used to in Uber. So we're using that rating to look at each professional and see how good they are. Are they getting 5 stars on those dishwashing shifts? Are they getting 5 stars on those bartending shifts? Whatever they may be doing. We also use a lot of data that we capture on the app around the reliability professional. Are they canceling shifts? Are they clocking in on time? How many shifts have they done? What types of businesses have they worked at? And this all goes into this algorithm. And the more data our algorithm gets, the smarter it gets so that we can continue to match the best quality and highest reliable professionals with the businesses that are going to like them the most. And that algorithm just gets smarter every single day. And that's how we make these, these magic matches that, result in just in really good NPS scores from both sides. Our business partners are at a 72 and our professionals are at an 84. So people love using the platform. And what we want to do is just get them started, try us out. It's really easy to sign up. There's no fees to sign up. You just pay as you go.
Yeah. When you told me about the NPS scores, any of our audience members that are familiar with NPS, those scores are off the charts incredible when you're up that high. So clearly both sides of the equation are working well enough that people are doing that. And so thank you for answering those questions, because I know that I didn't give you any prep for that. But those are always the things that I'm like, oh, well, how are they going to know how to do these things? And so I agree with you that they're maybe not the right fit for every single position, but there's a lot of positions that don't necessarily require any specialized skills. The other thing that, as you were talking about it, that I love that you guys are doing is just using that logarithm to match the right partner with the right brand or the right restaurant or catering company or whomever, because of what the reliability scores are. We use something similar in our business for technicians that will do on-demand technician deals, and you can always go and kind of look through the reviews to know. Do the restaurants get access to that same piece of data, or is it just you guys that kind of say, Jamie's good for Jeremy's restaurant or whatnot?
Yeah, both sides. So business partners that are getting rated low on the platform, we're going to share the feedback with them. We want to help them improve. So if your restaurant continues to receive low marks and low comments, we're going to pass that on to you. And ultimately, if it's consistently low and we don't see improvement, we'll kick a restaurant off the platform, just like we would kick a professional off the platform. We're looking to keep an ecosystem that has the highest quality on both sides, because it's about having a good place to work and good professionals to show up. But we want to help both sides improve as well. So we have a lot of scenarios where we've received low marks on a restaurant and consistent feedback and comments on maybe a particular manager. And we pass that information back and we've seen dramatic improvements. We're like, we had no idea this was going on and you've really helped us improve our operation. That's what we could do with those daily performance reviews, right? It's just like real time feedback and information.
Yeah. Well, and again, I'm sure that, you know, your professionals that are working through your environment are going to want to go to the best places, and you guys pairing them up with the best places and vice versa, pairing your best places with your best people, ultimately helps both sides. So we talked a little bit, Jamie, in the pre-show about kind of how staffing has changed. And, you know, if you think back 10, 15 years ago, before the gig economy really existed, you would hire somebody, you'd spend all of this time getting them onboarded. You spent all of this time getting them onboarded only for them to work there for 30 days or 60 days or 90 days and leave. You know, you talked about your co-founder. That's kind of really the 100% plus turnover that a lot of these brands end up experiencing. When people get to your guys' platform, how often are they using it? Are they using it for all of their shifts? Are they only using it for adjunct? You know, what's kind of the growth curve? Does everybody pretty much start slow and then kind of use it more as they need it? Talk to me a little bit about that. If I were a restaurant and I wanted to join your guys' platform, what's the typical use case for those guys?
So most restaurants try us out initially with one shift. They try us out with a dishwasher shift, something that's a little lower risk, and see how we do. We typically see some pretty immediate growth from that experience and end up seeing them trying us for, all right, now I'm going to continue using you for my dishwashers, but I'm also going to try you for a prep cook. I'm going to try you for a busser. I'm trying for a bar back. I need a line cook today. And sometimes that's because they have a no call or, you know, no show. And, sometimes it's because they have a turnover or they've got, you know, a surge in business and they needed some extra folks for maybe an event they're putting on. But once they try it typically, you know, gets started pretty fast. I think most businesses start using us for those, you know, one-off scenarios, but when they see the value of what we provide, and how easy it is to use and the amount of brain damage they can avoid by not worrying about like who's going to show up tonight. If you have four dishwashers that you need every single night and you're constantly worried about who are we going to schedule, who's actually going to show up. And then someone calls out or doesn't show up, who else can we get in? We handle all that for you. And, you know, we get cancellations, on our side as well. I think we get a lot less cancellations because we've gamified the process and people on our side know that if they cancel their shifts, they're not going to get as many future shifts and their rating is going to go down. But if someone cancels, our system's constantly monitoring this. And as soon as someone doesn't show up or they don't confirm that they're going to be there, we get someone else out. And our fastest shift to date is 24 minutes from the time it's posted on the site to when we have someone show up at work. So even if someone is like, tells us, you know, half an hour before the shift, I'm not going to be there, you're still going to get your four dishwashers, you know? And so
it was actually something that I'd written down when you were talking about it, because it was a question I had is how quickly can you guys fill a shift at the risk of sounding corny based on your guys' company name or your product name? How quickly can you guys fill? Is it same day? You know, you talk about Uber, like I call an Uber and, you know, if they're more than 15 minutes to get here, I'm like, I start getting pissed. So is it really that quick that you're going to be able to find somebody to be able to fill that shift? And they might not need to be there in 24 minutes, but if I needed somebody for a dinner shift and it's 3 o'clock right now, and they need to be here by 6 o'clock, are the chances pretty good that you're going to be able to get a dishwasher to me, you know, between 3 and 6 in that 3 hour window?
Absolutely. Wow. 30% of our shifts are posted the same day. We encourage to at least a 2 hour window so that we can, you know, make sure we get the best professional over to you and to get there on time. And so about, you know, 30% are posted the same day. Another 40% are posted usually 2 to 3 days in advance, and the rest are kind of posted a little further than that. Typically no more than, you know, a week or two out. So it's pretty on demand. But there's a lot of these scenarios where you don't know 2 to 3 days advance of what you're going to need. And that was a big challenge with if, you know, folks use a traditional staffing agency in the past, you've got to give them a couple of days notice. They have to, you know, pick up the phone and call people and find people to go and work that shift. And, you know, I think that's the beauty of technology and having thousands of people within, you know, any one market is there's a lot of people that can pick up that shift and we can figure out based upon geolocation and where the shift is, who's going to be closest and who's going to be the highest quality and get there the fastest.
I love that. I love that. You had told me a story, Jamie, when we were kind of doing pre-show, was just that you had people that have taken an entire department and outsourced it to you guys. Tell me a little bit about that, because that seems even cooler. I don't know. I don't know if that's even the right adjective, but it just seems pretty awesome that you guys have the ability to solve such a problem that people are reliant on you to be able to fill shifts constantly for them in certain areas within their business.
Yeah, so this is something that we started to see some businesses utilize us for, and we've started to actually talk to a lot more businesses about doing this. And we've got a lot of businesses that do this for dishwashers or for bussers, you know, some of the more fungible roles. And it just wasn't something that was realistic to do with a traditional staffing agency, because they just don't have the ability to be as responsive, or and the pricing didn't work. So our pricing, you set the price that you want to pay for any of our professionals, and we have a 40% markup. So let's keep the math simple. Let's say you have a dishwasher at $10 an hour, it'd be $14 an hour for us. While that may seem a bit expensive at first, I think as restaurants start to look, and the restaurant partners we've worked with say, all right, what's the cost of this person, this $10 an hour worker, for me as a restaurant? I've got to pay taxes. I've got to pay workers' comp. I've got to pay unemployment. But I'm also paying a recruiting fee. You know, I'm paying to post these ads. I'm spending time interviewing and selecting the best candidates. And then I'm, you know, paying to onboard them to my systems. And then I'm paying for the turnover. And, you know, then you look at, well, what is the cost of on these unfilled shifts? When I don't have a dishwasher show up and I have to bring someone from the front of house, you know, to the back of house to fill in that role, and my guest satisfaction is dropping. So we can solve all this, you know, and when you consider all that cost, it's 50, 60% of the overhead. We're at 40%. And that's why we've kept our pricing at 40% versus traditional staffing agencies are 60, 80, 100% markup on the rate. Because what we want to do is, one, help our business partners, but two, we don't want to be a temporary staffing agency. We really want to be a staffing solution, staffing as a service, and something that is fiscally able to do a full-time replacement. And if we can do that and deliver 98% reliability, 98% of our shifts that get posted on our platform are filled, then we can provide a really good solution. And you're not spending any time as a manager figuring out all of these things and trying to find the right people and make sure they show up and finding someone else if they don't show up and all those aspects. So I think it's a great offering and something we love to work with our business partners on, and just solve a huge pain point for them.
I know I mentioned it earlier in the podcast, but I still am just blown away with what the team over at BrewLogix is doing. I got the privilege of talking to Lori back in October before they released their performance platform, and I was just blown away with the things that they're solving. So for any of you guys that are out there that struggle with tap management, struggle with what's coming up on deck for your beers, struggle with freshness and making sure that you guys are hitting that market, or quite frankly, are trying to figure out what it is that you guys are looking to release out to your customers in the form of different beers, the team over at BrewLogix really has it nailed. They've got some patent pending technology that's really solving so much of the age old problem of what's coming up on tap, what it is that that people are buying, what are the performance of each of those taps, and really help you plan out your inventory, plan out what it is that you guys are doing. So if you haven't already checked them out, checked out the podcast, go check out the team over at BrewLogix.com. They would love to talk to you and help solve some real headaches related to what you guys are doing with your taps. You shared with me, and I this was surprising to me because I didn't see it when I was doing the research on the company. You guys will also do full replacement. Like, they can hire this person that they've, you know, try and buy for a shift or two or three. You guys actually let them bring them on board completely to their staff. Is that correct?
100%. Yeah. If they want to, you know, let's say Jeremy shows up. Jeremy's the best bartender that they've had. And you work the first shift through quick. And they're like, Jeremy, we'd love to hire you full time. Go ahead. Like, we don't charge any fees for that. And a traditional staffing agency was typically going to charge you like $3,000 to $5,000 to convert that person to full time. For us, we want to be a good business partner, and we want to like help you solve your problems. Our cost of acquisition for acquiring our professionals is rather low, and a lot of our professionals continue to work shifts. You know, when you're not giving them the work, so they may work the 30 or 40 hours with you, but they're still going to pick up that extra shift or two on the days they're off on quick. So we truly don't lose them. And it's a win-win for all of us.
Yeah, I was going to ask that question. How many of those people, I mean, obviously you lose them for the 30 hours a week that they would be working with this new brand full-time or, you know, mostly full-time. But you're finding that they're taking additional shifts still with Quick. They don't go away from you guys completely.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, one of the kind of secrets of our success is that 95% of the professionals in our platform work 1 to 2 shifts a week. So they're already employed somewhere else, but they need to make some extra money. And that's why we're able to find all of these high quality professionals, because they're working at a great restaurant already. They're working at Cheesecake Factory or a Ruth's Chris or wherever it may be, and they just need to make some extra money. And so we're not subject to the, you know, single digit unemployment that all restaurants are subject to when they're hiring. We're going after the 80 to 90% of people that want to pick up an extra shift or two and make extra money. And that's how we're able to find such great people. Most temp staffing agencies, they're typically only attracting the unemployed or unemployable and kind of, you know, just some bad apples. And that's not who we have. We have amazing professionals, and our business partners are always asking us, like, how do you find these people? And it's because we're not looking at the one ads. We're not looking at people that can't get a job somewhere else. We're looking at the people that already have these amazing jobs. And they just want to make some extra money. And our professionals want to make extra money. Sometimes they want to make it now. And we pay our professionals 30 minutes after they clock out. So, you know, it's a way to like pick up extra money and get paid today and like take care of what you need to take care of.
That's pretty cool. Well, and I'm sure that the restaurant that they're employed with full time would love to, you know, bring them on for more, but then you've got the health insurance stuff, you've got overtime roles and all of that kind of stuff. And so, you know, unless they're going to get 2 full-time jobs, it makes it a little bit tough, but using a platform like you guys have, it really can help them get to a place. It can really help them get to a place. It seems that they can make that extra money, you know, not work 2 full-time jobs, but at least work 1 full-time 40 to 45 hour a week job without having to go into management and still make the cash that they need to.
Exactly. So,
one really silly question that's sticking out in my head. What do you do for uniforms and kind of the, you know, a lot of these places, even if you're in the back of the house, you've got, you know, chef's coats or you've got, you know, line cooks or bussers need a special uniform. How do you guys deal with any of that?
So as a restaurant, you post a shift, you specify the attire, and we know the attire that typically goes with each of these roles. And so you pick from a list of the common attire options for that particular role, or you can specify your own attire. And our professionals, they're doing these jobs. They have that attire. And so they have to read the job description, confirm they have the right attire before they accept the shift. If they show up to the shift with all the wrong attire, they're going to get low ratings. So they know not to take these shifts if they don't have the right attire.
Got you. I didn't even think, I mean, like, I was just thinking about, I'm like, you know, you're not sending them to Chuck E. Cheese or to TGI Fridays where they, you know, need the suspenders and those kind of things. But exactly. Just, I don't know, in my head, I'm like, I wonder how that works. So I'm going to take a turn real quick, because we're talking kind of, we're not completely post pandemic, but we're, I don't want to say on the other side of the most difficult part of the pandemic thus far. We're recording this sometime in early February of 2021. How did you guys get through 2020? Because the last interview I had with somebody else was talking about, they were a labor management package, and they were talking about how they help people repurpose their best employees into different jobs because there wasn't enough work, because they were missing front of the house and they were missing, you know, they had no dining rooms open because of the pandemic. How have you guys changed either the product offering, or how has your product and service pivoted through the pandemic period? And how has it really helped those restaurateurs that you guys were already partnered with to, I guess, help sustain some level of normalcy within their brand?
Yeah, it's 2020 was a crazy year for all of us. we saw our revenue drop over 80% practically overnight. And, you know, we immediately started looking for, all right, what do we do next? And also, how can we use our platform for good, right? And help fight it back against this pandemic and help our professionals continue to make some money, because not only did they immediately start losing shifts on Quip with our revenue dropping, but they were losing their jobs in many cases as well, as people were furloughed. Mm-hmm. We saw a huge need at grocery stores, and grocery stores were having a tremendous time keeping toilet paper stocked or whatever it may be. The shelves were empty, and they were needing extra people. So for a short period of time, we started helping grocery stores. We signed up 23 different grocery store chains and help them keep the shelves stocked and keep our professionals working. So they may have been a bartender before, but you know, now they're stocking a shelf for a few months to, you know, help everyone else, you know, keep supplies in their homes. We then started looking at ways to help restaurants with the staff they needed for takeout and delivery services or meal prep services. And we said, listen, all of these restaurants are suffering financially. We decided to cut all of our fees by 50%. So we offered a business recovery rate, and you know, honestly, we were suffering too, but we wanted to be part of the solution, and it wasn't a time for us to charge full fees if our restaurants aren't making full revenue. So we cut all our fees by 50%. We kept that rate going for 6 months, and helped people get back on their feet and save the money that they needed for, you know, paying rent and paying for other things that they needed to cover their costs with. We're now, you know, back fully focused on food and beverage. I think one thing we've seen through COVID is the amount of restaurants as part of our portfolio mix has dramatically increased. It's, you know, restaurants have recovered a bit faster in certain cities, especially more than our traditional clients, which are more hotel, food and beverage departments, catering companies, event venues still are, you know, almost completely.
Because we can't have events with more than 10 people. No, exactly. At least in California. You know,
Yeah. I mean, we were doing like work at stadiums and things like that, and that just non-existent for the most part. So we've really doubled down and helping restaurants more than ever. And, you know, I think what really, really excited about is the recovery that we see ahead for the industry. And I think 2021 is going to be a great year for the industry, especially the second half as things, you know, COVID does start to become more in the rearview mirror. And we look at ourselves in a vaccinated world. People are we're all social creatures, and we've mm-hmm. been missing this ability to go out to restaurants and have events and do different things and see people. And I think we're just going to see a tremendous surge in people getting out there. And I really hope it's the roaring 20s 2.0 for the industry as a whole.
I was thinking that same thing when you were talking about that, because I would agree with you that that, you know, and we were talking again pre-show. My wife was just out by you in the Arizona market, and restaurant dining rooms are still open, and she was very happy to sit in a dining room and be able to enjoy a meal. Here where I'm at in California, we don't quite have that yet in early February. We're hoping that that coming up in the very, very near future that will open back up. But yeah, it definitely is something. And I think the other thing that probably contributed to it, and I'd love your opinion on this, is a lot of the staffing, a lot of the staffing issues for some of these people are challenging because the governments and the regulations haven't given a whole lot of time to people to say, we're going to open up dining rooms in 2 weeks, go get your staff back on. They say, hey, we're opening tomorrow, and everybody's now expect all the consumers see it on the, you know, local news or in their news feed. Now they want to be able to go out to their favorite restaurant, and they don't have the staff to be able to do that. Is that kind of, do you think that's a contributing factor to why you guys saw some of that on-demand stuff after you guys got back to just kind of hospitality focus?
Oh, 100%, 100%. And, you know, the regulations are changing on a daily basis, which means that your volume of business could be going from, you know, zero to 60 overnight, right? Mm-hmm. And the people that you had to lay off or furlough may not be available. They may have moved on and gone to do something else. So when you need them back at a moment's notice, they're not available to come back or not available right away. And so that's been a huge place where we can help and get people up and running right away. And so as we've seen a lot of our restaurant partners open back up, that's the first place we help with. And if they're opening back up for hopefully what is, you know, the foreseeable future, then, you know, they start using our professionals to get open, and then they may hire some of them, you know, to on full time, or they may just continue using us for more of those, you know, fungible roles. They may like say, all right, well, now we're just going to use Quick as our dishwashing crew, but we want our line cooks, you know, to work for us full time. So we're going to get the line cooks from Quick initially, do the try before you buy. Once they find the line cooks they like, they hire them, and they've reestablished their team without missing a beat, right? Because they're not waiting for someone to, you know, submit the resume, go through the interview process, and hopefully they work out. You have someone work a shift and they're working while you're you're down staffed. And then if you like that person, go ahead and hire them on. If you don't, if you rate them 3 stars or less on our platform, you'll never see them again. And if they get too low ratings, then they're not on the platform anymore, but we can help you get up and running really fast.
Love that. Love that. How much of the, I know there was some legislation in California related to full-time employees and, you know, with Uber and Lyft and this gig economy, how much has that already impacted your guys' business, and how much do you see it impacting your business? Because I'm sure as you guys expand to different markets, you guys got to deal with different legislative things related to whether you consider them a W-2 employee or a 1099 and all of that. How, because you guys are paying them, how much is that impacting you guys?
So, we're currently operating in San Diego. It's the one city in California that we're in. And we were honestly holding off on launching a lot of other cities to kind of see how AB5 would play out there in California, which was that legislation that you mentioned. Recently, back in November, Prop 22 was on the ballot, as you recall, and that passed.
I had to vote on it.
Overwhelming majority, you know, 60% of people approved that. And that is, you know, showing that these gig economy jobs are 1099 contractors. And this is what our professionals want as well. So with that being passed, we're really excited about getting into Los Angeles and opening up in San Francisco and Orange County. And, you know, we'll be opening several of those markets later this year.
I love that. I love that. Yeah. And again, it was not something that we had in our notes, but it was just kind of one of those things that I'm wondering, how much is that going to impact the growth of the business? Because the government's still looking to figure out how to get their taxes out of that stuff. And it's a little bit tougher when people are 1099, because they don't necessarily always claim everything that they're supposed to, right?
Well, we, you know, the great thing is, as a technology platform, we keep track of all that. And so we're sending out 1099s for all the professionals on our platform and ensuring the government does get their money. It's not that they're not getting their money. It's just getting it in a different form.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. I love that. So, Jamie, before we wrap up, tell me what your thoughts are on kind of where the future of Quick is going to be, where the future of staffing is going to be within our industry. You know, if you're to look out in your crystal ball, not that any of us could have predicted what happened in 2020, but you know, that old meme that showed up sometime in April or May, that's like, you know, the you know, from your yearbook, where do you think you'll be 10 years from now? Nobody would have thought in the middle of a pandemic, but you know, we'll be through this very soon. And so go look out at the future. Where do you see the future of staffing? Where do you see the future of technology as it relates to Quick and as it relates to this gig economy for restaurants and hospitality workers?
Yeah, I think the gig economy is here to stay, and it's going to be a bigger part of, you know, all of our lives going forward. It provides people the freedom and flexibility to work the schedules they want to work. And I think everyone appreciates that more now than ever. And whether it's just desiring freedom and flexibility, or you have kids that you need to work around their schedules, or another job or school, whatever it may be, we give you that freedom and flexibility, and we give you the immediate payment afterwards to pay the bills that you need to pay. And I always love the stories that I hear about our professionals. And one professional, his name is Everson, he texts us a picture of his kids as 3 little girls. And I get choked up every time I tell this story. He texts us a picture of his 3 little girls, and he said, "Thank you for the shift on Quick today. I wasn't sure how I was going to feed my girls tonight. And
my gosh.
He paid me immediately after, and I was able to stop at the store and pick up some bread and meat and put food on the table." I want to do that for everybody in the food and beverage industry. And be able to allow them to make the money they need to make to take care of their families, to pay for food, to pay for rent, to pay for, you know, the electricity, and you know, allow everyone to make the money that, you know, they want to make. They can be very entrepreneurial and in control of their destiny through Quick, and not subject to just working for one company. If they want to work for a whole bunch of different places, and they're really in charge of their future. On the business side, I really want to be that staffing as a service for your restaurant and your catering company, your hotel, and give you an option to solve your staffing problems at a cost that is going to save you money over full-time employment. And, you know, I guess what I'd like to do is just, you know, if there's folks that want to try us, but you're hesitant to try us, try our Quick Start program. Quick Start is our freemium offering. It allows you to post up to 3 shifts a month just to get us started and try us out. And we charge 0 fees on that. So in that example we talked about earlier, normally our fees are 40%. So a $10 dishwasher, we charge $14 an hour. Quick Start, that $10 dishwasher costs you $10 an hour. So it's cheaper than what you would pay in just paying your employment taxes or unemployment. And it's a way for you to try us out and get started on Quick. And you can post up to 3 shifts a month. You get all the other functionality that we offer our premium clients. And, you know, hope to be able to help a lot more people recover, because it's going to be pretty crazy. Our restaurants that we work with are telling us they're going to be an all-out talent war trying to get people back. And we want to help be part of that solution. And hopefully we all get the tailwinds in 2021 from COVID being over with, that, you know, some other businesses got during COVID, like Zoom and others. Yep. I think that's coming for our industry. We're going to see a big surge, and we want to be part of helping people be able to capture that.
I'm very hopeful. And thank you very much for sharing that story, because that I promise you that would get me choked up every time too, to think about that person that wasn't able to put food on the table for his kids, to be able to work a shift and be able to help with that. So I love that you guys are helping change people's lives, changing restaurants' lives, changing servers, bartenders' lives to be able to do those things. So for our audience out there, if they want to get connected, you gave them the idea, but if they just go search in Quick Staffing stuff, it's going to be a little bit tough to find you guys. So I'll put the link in the show description. But for those that are just audio listeners, how do they get connected with you, Jamie? How do they get connected with your team to be able to sign up for the platform that you guys have and get moving forward?
You can go to quick.com. It's quick.com. It takes about 2 minutes to sign up. It's super easy. And you can post your first shift in just a few minutes after that. You can chat with us live right there as well if you have any questions. And in each city, we've got a local business development person that you can chat with. We also have local operational support in each city that you know will help you if you've got questions as using the platform. A fantastic account management team that will take care of all your needs. We like to say that we're, tech and service. Mm-hmm. We're not one of those platforms that you can't talk to a human. We actually have real humans on the other end, and you can call us and you can text us, and it's actually a real person. You know, Courtney will answer your questions and help you. And, we don't think everything can be fully automated. While we can provide a great technology solution to make all of this work and work really well, sometimes at the end of the day, you just need someone to talk to and someone that can stop by and say hello and help you with the problem. So we've got both.
I love that. I love that. And again, I hate the you know, technology companies that get into the hospitality industry and then lose all sense of hospitality to take care of the customers that they're trying to serve. So yeah. I love that you guys have that figured out. I coach my staff all the time. It's like, we are in the hospitality industry. I get it that we're technologists, man, but you've got to be hospitable. You've got to be able to talk to your customers. Because ultimately they are calling you because they have a problem. They're not calling you because they want to ask how, you know, what's for dinner tonight, right?
Yes. Yeah. So we know full well we're in the hospitality industry, and that, you know, I think you work with us and you'll get it. That we get it. You've got to have that service. You've got to be able to be there and for people. And, I think that's a big part of what we're at, where we come from. And that's why my co-founder, he owns the hotels, and he knows that as well as I do. My CFO came up through Starwood and Marriott. He understands it. We get what we're doing here, and we want to be, you know, that great solution that you can count on and be a partner with.
I love that. Well, Jamie, I can't thank you enough for what you guys are doing to try and help the industry and for getting on the podcast and sharing a little bit about what you guys are doing over at Quick. To our audience members, guys, we know that you guys have many, many, many choices out there in the podcast world. It seems like there's a new one launching every day. So we appreciate you guys spending 45 minutes or so with us each and every week so we can learn together about some new things that are out there. If you haven't already done so, please go subscribe to the podcast so that whatever your favorite podcast player is, it will show up in your feed every single week. While you're online, go give us a rating on your favorite podcast player because it helps others find the podcast. Jamie, thank you again for your time, and to our audience, make it a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Restaurant Technology Guys podcast. Visit restauranttechnologyguys.com for tips, industry insights, and more to help you run your restaurant better.